You know, at the moment, guys, things just seem to be going more and more uncertain. I'm sure most of us were hoping that this whole coronavirus pandemic would be over by now, but it seems to be getting worse and worse, and things seem to be no hope at times. And what do we do during these times? What sort of things do we need to do? Especially maybe if we're facing unemployment, we're facing uncertainty about our house, lots of different things. We want to look today at this message is exploring Ruth and what Ruth did, how Ruth went back to basics, and the things we can learn from Ruth about what she did when uncertainty hit her. We're going to talk a bit more about Naomi. And the series we call today, we can continue, is called this Hope and Faith. Hope, Love and Faith in Uncertainty. Because I don't know if you've noticed, but isn't it getting quite hard following the coronavirus rules? Is anyone else finding it hard and difficult? Every week it seems to be changing. Every week it seems to be a little different. And so what makes it harder is some of the rules we agree with. Some of the rules we're irritated because we're doing them because we think they're right and other people aren't following them. Then we have the other ones where we think are rules unfair, where, you know, it's really hard. Like for us, we're finding it hard at the moment to spend time with other families because the rule of six, we got four kids. Often our friends have four kids. And it's really, really difficult. And it's really, really hard sometimes to follow things, especially if you're not convinced by the rule. When you actually think, oh, I'm not sure if that's right. You know, when I ask them to do stuff, they keep on replying this to me. They keep saying, Dad, what do you call it? Got put it too far there. Dad, why? Now, I don't know what happened when you were younger, but when I was younger, if my mum told me to do something and I said, why? Did anyone else have that when they're younger? I don't know what it was like where you guys grew up. But I would get a make sure it's like, you're doing it because I told you so. But actually, it's really good, isn't it, to actually ask why. I just get really annoyed when my kids are asking me why. And I've got to the stage now where actually, it's probably good that they ask me. Because I can't just tell them to do stuff without actually understanding why it's really important. And over the last few months, as I've said, different regulations have come in, and there's probably more regulations going to be coming. And we're faced with so much uncertainty. And at the moment, me and Naomi were sharing earlier on, it's actually really difficult to know what to do. It's really difficult to actually understand what to do, what we're supposed to do now, because life just feels on hold for so many people. Like we can't seem to move on. What do we do? What do we say? Isn't it the same with our faith sometimes? You know, it's really hard to know what to do sometimes. To know what the right thing to do. To know what the right thing that God wants us to do. And the problem is, when we get a bit up and we have to follow the rules. When we get a bit angry and upset, when things are uncertain, even we get angry and upset, don't we? When things are uncertain, we question everything. We get really angry and upset with those people who made the rules. And guys, you know, sometimes we can even feel that way about God and about God's rules, especially when nothing seems to be going our way. You know, the story of Ruth and Naomi we're going to continue to look at today. Just want to quickly remind us, Naomi moved from Israel to Moab with her husband and her sons. They both got to Moab, and her husband died. Her sons got married, and both of her sons died as well. So Naomi was left, herself a widow, and her two daughter-in-law's widows. She'd lost everything. And then what happened was she told Orpah and Ruth, her two daughter-in-law, she said, go home, don't stay. She said, we don't need you. I don't need you. Go home, get remarried, stay here. It can't work out with me. But Ruth stuck with Naomi. Ruth wouldn't leave Naomi alone. Ruth said, Naomi, I'm going to go with you. No matter what happens, I'm going to go with you. Now, the problem for these ladies was this. There wasn't any support. There wasn't any money from the government. They were two widows with absolutely nothing. Women in those days didn't own anything. They couldn't own anything. They needed a man to look after everything for them. It was the way society was in. And they were really, really stuck. And as we saw last week, Naomi was feeling really, really bitter She was really angry about her situation. She thought God had caused all of this stuff to happen to her. And she said, you know what, I was doing so well in life. Life was good, but now it's just terrible. And they were so uncertain about the future. They didn't have money to live on, really. They would struggle to live, probably live in a shack somewhere. Things weren't great. And this is where we're going to come now, to Ruth chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. And this is what happened next. It says, one day Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, let me go out into the harvest field to pick up the stalks of grain left behind by anyone who is kind enough to let me do it. Naomi replied, all right, my daughter, go ahead. So Ruth went out to gather the grain behind the harvesters. Now let's understand, I want us to understand now why this is important. Because what was happening is Naomi was trying to work out how maybe she could find someone in the family to marry Ruth. And while she was working that out, Ruth just says, Naomi, I'm going to go out and I'm going to pick the grain. Now, reason this is important is because this was a biblical principle. Now, if you look at Leviticus, we've got a reference here, Leviticus 19, verses 9 and 10. One of God's rules was this. God says to all the farmers, when you're harvesting your fields, don't go into the corners. You know how you try and get everything out the corner? You want to try and get everything to make as much money as possible. He said to the farmers, don't do that. He said, leave the corners of the fields for the widow and the poor people to go and pick them up so they can have some food to live. And he also says in that verse that if any of the grain that you pick up, any of the wheat that you pick up, or the crops that you pick up fall on the floor, leave them there. This was sort of the universal credit in God's time, in God's theocracy. And what really strikes me here is this, is Ruth's faith was so simple. When things got really, really hard for Ruth, she didn't plan or put everything for the future. She simply went back to what God said. And God said, if you've got nothing, go to the fields and pick the crops around the edge that have been left for you. She just went back to really basic things. A basic principle that was in the Old Testament. And it really strikes me that as you read on, it's this, and later on in verse 7, it says this. When talking to Boaz, the owner of the field, was speaking to his workers, and he said, who is that lady over there? Got a suspicion he quite fancied her at the time. What's she doing? And the workman said this. He said, she asked me this morning if she could gather the grain behind the harvesters. She's been hard at work ever since, except for a few minutes to rest in the shelter. And the thing that really strikes me is this. Ruth went back to basics when things got really hard. But she also worked really hard at it. You know, sometimes when we get uncertain, when things are really, we don't know what's going to happen in the future, we can feel like giving up. Has anyone ever felt like that? Just feel like doing absolutely nothing. You know, when you're sitting at home, we were sharing earlier, and we said it'd be quite nice. We've got to wait to what Boris Johnson says tomorrow. But it'd be quite nice if we can just become like a dormouse or anything else, just hibernate for the winter. And just go to sleep and wake up when it's all over. Because that's what we do naturally. When things get really hard, we get stressed. When you get stressed, you either fight or you run away. You want to hide. And Ruth went back to basics when she got stressed. She went back to God's basics. And she put her heart into it. And she completely did everything that God had told her to do. And if you read through the rest of the story of Ruth, which I'd encourage you to do, you notice how God honored her. How God honored her going back to basics. So, just want us now just to look at just three quick lessons that we can learn from Ruth, okay? Three things that we can take away from this passage. The first thing is this. So principles we can apply from Ruth 2 from certain times. Ruth learnt God's word. Ruth learnt the things that God said. Now, when Ruth was younger, she wouldn't have had the chance to pick up a Bible. She wouldn't have gone down the Methodist bookshop or gone on Amazon to buy herself a Bible or Eden or anything else like that. Only a few people would have had the scrolls with some of the Old Testament, the first couple of books written down, possibly. But certainly Ruth wouldn't have been in the Bible then, because it was still happening. Okay, it was a long time ago. But the scriptures, she knew them. Now, this wasn't because she grew up with the scriptures and her mum told them about her when she was younger. Because you need to remember that Ruth wasn't actually a Jew. Ruth was a Moabite. Ruth wouldn't have known about the scriptures. The only way she'd have learned them is by spending time with Naomi. When she said to Naomi in Ruth chapter 1, when she said, "I'm going to stick with you no matter what. Your God will be my God. Your people will be my people." Ruth really meant it. The only way she would have known to go to the fields and to pick the grain around the edge and to follow the farmers if anything that falls off is because she learnt God's commands. She learnt God's commands. Because, you know, when hard times hit, that's the time when we need to know God's word even more. When we're sitting in uncertain times, that's the time when we need to know God's word even more. We need to have that solid foundation to build our lives on. You know, this week, my daughters have been learning at school about the wise men. I spoke about it a while ago on our Zoom meeting. The wise men have built their house on a rock. And you've got one man who built his house on the sand, and one man who builds his house on the rock. And guys, we need to build our houses on the rock. That's God's word. Because the thing that happened is when Ruth hit a really hard time, when she had absolutely no money, when she had no future, when things were going really against her, the one thing that helped Ruth was knowing God's word. It was knowing what to do when things get tough. And that was to go to the fields to pick the food. Guys, you know, without a solid foundation of God's word, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic, guys, we're going to go under. We won't survive as Christians, if I'm honest. We need to know what God wants us to do. We need to be faithful to the things of God. You know, it's so important for us to know God. It's so important for us to know what he thinks and the rules that he wants us to follow, because those are the rules that will help us when things get uncertain. Those are the guidance that will help us when things go uncertain. God loves you so much that he's outlined how he wants you to live in the Bible. And guys, you know, in the midst of uncertainty, we need to go back to God's basics. In the midst of uncertainty, we need to go back to God's basics. But this is the other thing, though. As well as going back to the Bible, actually knowing the Bible, is an expression. I don't know if any of you have heard this expression. But this expression says this: don't be so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. And it's all right knowing the Bible, but you've actually got to put it into action. You've got to be proactive. And what really struck me about Ruth is Ruth was proactive. So she learned God's word. When she became a Jew, when she committed to being following God, she learned God's commandments. But then she was really proactive. She didn't just sit at home and pray that everything will happen. You know, you meet those Christians sometimes. You sit at home and they're like, "I need some food." And they sort of, I can imagine some of them sitting at home and they're almost praying that God will put the food in the microwave for them because they're so lazy. They think that just that's all they've got to do is sit on their backside doing absolutely nothing. But sometimes we've got to be proactive. She went out and she acted on God's word. She did what she needed to do. She wasn't lazy. God doesn't like lazy Christians. Should we say that together? God doesn't like lazy Christians. He wants people who are proactive. It really strikes me. If you look at 1 Thessalonians 3 verse 10, it says this: those who are unwilling to work do not get to eat. Then the next, go back here. And the next one is Proverbs 13, verse 4. It says, lazy people want much, but get little. But those who work hard will prosper. Now, I just want to clarify. It says those who are unwilling to work. Some people can't work. And if you can't work because of health reasons or mental health reasons or physical reasons, or because you're in a situation where you can't get your work permit yet, that's different, okay? Because that's different from being unwilling to do anything. But we need to be willing to actually do stuff. You know what? These so many more verses in the Bible that God says, don't just sit and do nothing. Be proactive. Don't be lazy. You know, we can know at the current situation we're going through, guys, we're struggling. Most people are struggling. I haven't met anyone apart from the owner of Amazon who is happy at the moment about what's going on, and the tech giants are making a lot of money out of it. I think everyone else is really struggling at the moment. We're all finding this hard. There's people who are waiting on answers from the government. There's people who are searching for jobs. There's people who are scared of going out, and it's so hard. But we need to be trying to be proactive. We need to be looking for what opportunities God can give us at the moment and how we can help each other. Don't let's just sit down and do nothing and stay at home and hope things will get better. But we need to do what we can to make a difference. Unless the government tells us to go into lockdown, then it's different, just to clarify that. You know, Ruth got up early and she kept going. You know, in the midst of uncertainty, go back to God's basics. Know what God says and then act on it. And the last thing I think we can learn from Ruth here is that Ruth did her best. This links into my previous point. Ruth actually went out and did something. You know, Ruth was spotted by people in the field working hard. They spotted her. They commented how she started early in the morning and how she kept going. She got up early and just kept going all day. They even said she only stopped for a quick break. Ruth wasn't lazy. As I said in the previous bit, she was proactive, but she did her best. And in the midst of uncertainty, we need to do our best. You know what, guys? We're living in a world that's crazy at the moment, that we don't actually know what to do half the time. And we're confused. And at the moment, things aren't going exactly how we want them to. But we just need to try our best. We just need to do the best that we can do, the same way Ruth has said, did. Levis says this in Proverbs 10. It talks a lot about laziness in the Bible. And it says this, lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth. Lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth. Ruth was in poverty with no way out at the time. There's nothing she could do really apart from just go through the basics, apart from being proactive, apart from trying her best, following God's word. And guys, you know what? For some of us, we might be confused at the moment. What do we do next? Guys, if you're waiting on your claim to stay in the UK, can I just tell you this? Keep praying. Keep doing the right thing. Keep pushing, okay? Keep pushing. Do everything you can to prepare yourself for the future. If you're waiting on test results, be proactive as you can. Keep pushing. Keep praying. If you're struggling with your work situation because of the whole COVID and social distancing, etc., try your best. Just keep going. Do what you can do at the moment. But guys, don't sit at home in hopelessness thinking, if only. But be like Ruth. You know what? Go back to basics. When we face uncertainty, go back to basics. You know what? Ruth learned what God had to say. Ruth was proactive. And Ruth did her best. Guys, I really believe as a church, I shared before that it's going to be, it's what I said a few months ago when I shared 6 months ago when I stood up here and I gave a word and I said, God, it's going to be a really hard time. I didn't think we'd be here 6 months later, still socially distancing. But all I've learned is this, that at times it's hard. At times things don't quite go the way we want them to go. But all I've got to do is keep doing my best, keep being proactive, and keep looking to God. You guys, we're going to see next week, we're going to unpack it, and next week's a bit more happy. But next week we see what God did. How God saw what happened with Ruth here. He saw how she did her best, he saw how she was proactive, and he did some incredible miracles. And I believe for us that in the same way God did miracles for Ruth, God can also do a miracle in your life. Let's say this together as we finish this. In the midst of uncertainty, go back to God's basics. In the midst of uncertainty, go back to God's basics. Let's pray. Father God, I just really pray for everyone, Lord, for each person here who's listened to the word, Lord. For each person who's listening to the word on the computer as well, Lord. Father God, I pray that for all those who are facing uncertainty, God, and we know it's most of us at the moment, Lord, will you help us through? God, will you strengthen us? Will you give us wisdom? Will you help us to remember exactly what you want us to do? Will you help us to fall in love with your word again, to guide us, Lord, to take us to the bits that are relevant to our lives right now? Jesus, when we're feeling tired, when we're feeling depressed, when we're just stressed out and don't know what to do next, when our mind is just going and we can't think about the next thing to do, God, will you help us? Will you strengthen us? Will you give us our hope back, Lord? We pray that in your precious name. Amen.